Contains adult content, which could include sexual behavior or exploitation, misuse of alcohol, smoking, illegal drugs, violence, and dangerous behavior. Chapter 1. The House. 10 days before the police came to August's house and we were on the news, Jasper met me at the boat. "I thought that you were coming last night," he said. He wore sunglasses and a white shirt. I climbed into his expensive car. "The boat was full," I said. This was a lie. The truth was that I had to work at my supermarket job. I often lied to Jasper and our rich friends at our expensive boarding school about money. I lied to them about other things, too. "How is your summer job?" Jasper asked. "What? Oh, it was fine," I said. Jasper thought that I had an important law job. It was a stupid lie, but I did not want Jasper to know that my family was working class. We did not have much money to pay for my boarding school. But I was smart, and I was good at a sport called lacrosse, so I had a scholarship. Jasper drove us down a long road. We were on an island called Martha's Vineyard, and at the end of the road was a beach and a beautiful large white house. "This is August's house," Jasper said. "Wow," I thought, but I didn't say it. I didn't want Jasper to know that his house and money impressed me. I took my bag and I followed Jasper into the garden. There was a large pool with two boys in it and some steps that went down to the beach. "Lyndon is here," Jasper said. "Hey," said the first boy. He was Jasper's older brother, Wells. Wells pointed to the other boy in the pool. "That's Doc. He lives in a house down the beach." "And do you know my sister, Eliza?" Jasper pointed at a girl. I did know Eliza. Eliza lived at home with her parents, but we met once or twice when she came to our boarding school to see Jasper. She was sitting on a chair by the pool next to another girl with red hair. Eliza waved at me. She was wearing sunglasses and a bikini. I waved back. I liked Eliza. "And I'm Meredith," said the girl with red hair. Jasper looked at Meredith. "Yes, that's Meredith. Now, I want to show you the house." I followed Jasper into the house. We walked into a hall and saw a sleeping dog. "That's Whimsy," said Jasper. He touched Whimsy gently and smiled. "Follow me, Lyndon. I'll show you your room." We walked through the huge dining room into the living room, and then a library. Then we passed a study and went up lots of stairs. "Meredith lived near here once," Jasper told me. "But her parents sold their house last year. They don't have a house on the beach anymore, so she comes here every day." Jasper didn't sound happy about this. "Did you two ever date?" I asked. "No," said Jasper quickly. "She has a boyfriend called Greg. I don't like Meredith or Greg." Jasper's parents took us into town for a fish dinner that night. When we walked to the cars, Mrs. Kendrick put her hand on my arm. "Lyndon," she said, "thank you for being a good friend to Jasper." "He's a good friend to me too," I said. "Yes," said Mrs. Kendrick, "but this was a difficult year for Jasper. It was hard for all of us. Okay, I said, but I thought, what is she talking about? Did something bad happen? I knew that Jasper's dad had some trouble with the law last year, but I didn't like to ask my friends questions about their lives. This was because I didn't want them to ask questions about mine. We were eating at a restaurant called Red's. While we waited for a table, Eliza turned to me. "Are you from Boston?" she asked. "Yes, I was born there," I said, but I did not say any more. I did not want her to know I lived in the poorer part of Boston in a small and old apartment. "Do you like football?" she asked. "Not really," I answered. "I like lacrosse more." "Oh, yes," said Mr. Kendrick. "How is your leg, Lyndon? Are you going to play lacrosse in the fall?" "Dad, don't," said Jasper. "Lyndon doesn't want to talk about that." "It's okay," I said. "I hurt my leg in a car crash 6 months ago with a girl I was dating. Her name was Greer." "My leg is fine now," I said. That was another lie, because my leg still hurt. But I needed to play lacrosse to keep my scholarship.
"You're a good player," said Mr. Kendrick.
I just smiled. Our waitress came with our food. She was blonde and pretty. Jasper smiled at her, but Meredith didn't. "Can I have another cola?" Meredith asked. "Of course," said the waitress. She walked away. "Oh, sorry," said Meredith when the waitress came back. "Can I have some lemon in it?" But Meredith didn't sound sorry.
"Okay," said the waitress. She smiled at Meredith, but it was not a nice smile.
"Is that everything?"
"Yes, it is. For now," said Meredith.
The waitress walked away. Jasper looked angry. "Why are you being so rude?"
"I'm not being rude," said Meredith. Then she waved her hand at the waitress and shouted, "I want another knife!"
That night, we had a small party on the beach with some of Jasper's friends.
"There you are," Doc said when he saw us.
"I'm happy that you came."
"Of course," said Eliza. She smiled at Doc, and I suddenly felt a bit jealous.
I spoke to some of Jasper's friends from Martha's Vineyard, and then I sat down on the beach.
"You're quiet," said Eliza.
She sat next to me and gave me a bottle of beer.
"Are you okay?"
"I just like to watch people sometimes," I said.
"Are you watching me, Lyndon?"
"Why?"
I asked with a grin. "Do you want me to watch you?"
"Maybe,"
Eliza said. She grinned back at me. Eliza was a beautiful girl. I was planning to say, "Do you want to go for a walk with me?" But then someone said my name loudly.
"Michael?"
I turned around quickly. Only my mom and one other person called me by my first name.